Viva Prado, the Stan Kenton Orchestra in 1950, with one of his greatest lineups. In the trumpet, Shorty Rogers, who arranged the piece, plus Maynard Ferguson and Al Pulcino. In the trombones, Milt Bernhardt and Eddie Burt, plus many others. In the reed section, Art Pepper, Bud Shank and Bob Cooper. And on the drums, Shelley Mann, an incredible lineup. I'll be back, as I said, next week at the usual time, 5 o'clock on Saturday, and do contact me, details on the Radio 3 website, for our London Jazz Festival edition on the 16th of November, or if you have a request for the 50th anniversary of the programme in December. For that programme, I'm looking for any memories of jazz record requests over the last 50 years. But for now, from me, Alan Shipton, goodbye, and coming up next, Julian Joseph and Jazz Lineup.
Hello, and welcome to Jazz Lineup as part of our regular series of concerts from King's Place in London. Well, the atmosphere here is full of vibrancy and excitement because tonight's concert presents BBC Radio 3's new generation jazz artist, Trish Clues, moving into the songwriting realm. This project is titled Under Your Wing and features the vocal gifts of one of Britain's finest ever vocalists in Norma Winston. Over the last few years, Trish has established herself as a saxophonist and fine composer, and amongst her growing body of work has written songs, but Under Your Wing is the first time a complete set of songs will be performed in concert. Joining her are some regular collaborators, but always musicians chosen with great character and strong identities. Mike Walker is on guitar, Connor Chaplin is on bass, and completing the rhythm section is drummer James Madron. Trish and the band will play two sets, with the group extended at times by the addition of a string quartet. And also, I'll be talking to Trish and Norma a little later on. But please welcome the world premiere of the Under Your Wing project with Norma Winston on vocals, and they perform Symphony in Yellow from a poem by Oscar Wilde. The Under Your Wing project.
Shows like a little restless midge. Barges full of yellow hay are moved against the shadowy wharf, and like a yellow silken scarf,
uh-huh. Thank you very much. So that first tune was called Symphony in Yellow, and I wrote that tune after finding the poem Symphony in Yellow in a sort of complete works of Oscar Wilde, as I'd sort of figured that I quite liked his text, and I kind of quite liked looking through his book and finding interesting little things, and Symphony in Yellow seemed like one of those little interesting things. So we've recorded that tune as an instrumental on my third album, which is going to be coming out a bit later. And very luckily for me, not only do I have Norma here with me to sing it today, but she's going to be featuring in a concert with us in November to sort of celebrate some of her music that she likes to sing, which we're going to be doing a bit of tonight as well, and some other orchestral whatnot. So it's really nice sort of couple of months sort of working, and Mike's going to be with us as well. So that's going to be really cool. So basically, when I was putting this project together, as well as the songs that I'd written, I wanted to do some things, as I said, that Nora had done before. And Mike is quite a good poet, as it happens. But we're going to, first of all, do Owls, which I asked him to write a poem or some lyrics about Twitter. And the sort of a bird theme kind of running through this gig tonight. So we thought it was a nice little play on, you know, birds tweet Twitter. So here we go. Here's Owls.
He's watching her wait in syllables stressed. To the letter, got up, got dressed. Back to bed. Stays up too late, more than impressed with her brevity. I'm bored, I'm depressed. It's been said with less brevity. And then he tempts fate, believing it best to write her a a secret confessed. Should be read from letter. So now there's debate with each sentence finessed to the point of distraction. He starts to invest in the dread that causes inaction. Better? Dread. Dread. Action. Distraction. Action. free from his fetter. Rhyming rhythms in three to the letter. Landlocked by streams of indifference, perceived to be lack of persistence. He risks it all for one simple tweet, short and sweet. Me is me, you is you. What's to do? Twitter woo. Twitter woo. Thank you.
So now we'd like to welcome onto the stage the string quartet. So please welcome Louise McMonagall on cello, Adam Robinson on viola, Kat Barker on violin, and Thea Spires on violin. So this is called A Cat Called Behemoth, and this is a character from a favourite book of mine called The Master and Margarita, which I've written music about before. So this is a special arrangement for this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Trish Clues and the Under Your Wing project featuring Norma Winston. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, coming to you from King's Place, London, and featuring a very special concert set from BBC Radio 3 new generation jazz artist Trish Clues. Well, before we hear the second set, Trish and Norma join me for a short interview. Well, it's lovely to talk to you ladies, and I'm going to come to you, Trish, first. Under Your Wing, the inspiration for that project, you made a mention that it was linked to birds. Just expand on that.
I wanted to put together a concert featuring Norma, who is a massive inspiration to many, many, many people. And I wanted to put together something that incorporated tunes that I'd already written. I wanted the opportunity to write some more for her, and just to sort of collaborate, really. So when Norma and I first started talking about it, we jotted down some ideas of things we might do, listened to some recordings of things we might arrange or whatever. And so this sort of theme of birds kind of kept coming up. We didn't really plan it, it just kept happening. including a poem written by Mike Walker. And the sort of one of the lines from his poem is called Under Your Wing. So ultimately we decided, well, first of all, I would write the tune and entitle it Under Your Wing, but also that it seemed like a very fitting title for the vocal project as well.
Norma, you seem to be the ultimate collaborator. How is it collaborating with Trish?
Well, it's quite tricky stuff that she's written, but it's very enjoyable, and you know, I always like a challenge, so I was very happy to do it.
What are the peculiar challenges of Trish's music?
Well, probably harmonically, things move in a different way from things I've done before. You know, she has her own harmonic structures, and sometimes they're quite, you know, it's just getting used to them, you know, getting them sort of under your wing, you know, or under your belt, if you like. I think it always takes a time, you know, when you first get involved in somebody's music, you know, and stuff you've never heard before. You know, it just takes a little while to assimilate everything and, you know, just get used to it, really. And we, you know, this is all very new, this stuff, to me. Well, to all of us.
And has it pricked your interest to do more, to develop more, to develop this project?
Well, yes. Well, I mean, I tend only to sort of add words, as you say, to collaborate. You know, I don't imagine myself writing anything for it, apart from words.
Well, that's important so too.
Yeah.
Right, Trish?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, one of the things that I find really enjoyable is taking someone else's words and setting it to music. So I'm sure, as a lyricist, sometimes it's nice to take music that you have been presented with or that you know and write lyrics to that. That's kind of like the opposite of what I tend to do.
So putting the group together, Trish, tell us about that.
So everyone on stage I've sort of worked with in various capacities. There's all the string quartet are involved on projects that I do, whether it's to do with my ensemble Tangent or sometimes we perform just saxophone and string quartet. And they all are very open-minded players and enjoy improvising. And so they're just really great to work with, because when you say to them, oh, can we have a bit of free up here, or maybe muck around with this little bit, then they don't sit there going, you know, because you kind of get that sometimes.
Sure, so culturally they understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, and they want to get on board and, you know, understand the music and take it beyond just sort of sitting there and just playing the dots, so to speak.
You're the current new generation jazz artist for BBC Radio 3. And that time, your tenure is coming to an end, the 2 years. How do you feel about that, and what has it given you?
It's given me a vast amount of new experiences, really. Lots of really great challenges, lots of opportunities to do things like this. It's just been a really amazing 2 years, just meeting lots of people, kind of understanding what BBC does. Yeah, just feel very inspired and look forward to sort of reflecting on everything I've been doing. I've got some nice things. Next year we're going to be touring my small band, sort of playing things from my next album that's coming out and a few other things in the works. But yeah, I think it's going to be nice to sort of look back and see, you know, see what happens now, you know, how do I go forward.
Thank you very much, Trish Clues and Norma Winston. Well, let's hear the second set now from Trish Clues' Under Your Wing project, featuring vocalist Norma Winston, Connor Chaplin on bass, Mike Walker on guitar, James Madron on the drums. They'll be joined by a string section again shortly. But first, this set starts off with a duet featuring Trish Clues and guitarist Mike Walker. And they opened this set with a composition called Little Tune. Thank you.
Mike Hawker. And I'd like to welcome everyone back on stage.
Heart beating in my head. A boat rounds the bend, bearing down, faster, closer, louder, past you and on, breathtaking. Three herons stand their ground, drowned in spray. Did you see them land? Breathtaking, breathtaking. Moon behind branches, suddenly bright, clear, frosty. Glances that just meet, minds that must meet. Swift invasion, slow persuasion. Thank you. silver trumpet runs diminish, never knowing where they'll finish. Falling, turning, twisting, burning, beauty spilling, magic
just say I personally like to dedicate that piece to my dear departed friend Kenny Wheeler, who died very recently. Thank you.
face, a beautiful and silent. A beautiful and silent sphinx has watched me through the shifting gloom, inviolate and immobile. She does not rise, she does not stir. Across the air, and fades of me ever flow, but with the dawn she does not go, and in the night time she is there. Dawn follows dawn, and nights grow old, and all the while this glorious cat lies couching on the Chinese. Tawny throat of her flutters the soft and silky fur of repose to her parted ears. Come back, my lovely seashell, so somnolent, so statuesque. Da 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 da
put your head upon my knee and let me stroke your throat and see your body spotted like a lynx. Lift up your large black satin eyes, which hold my cushions where one sinks. Fall at my feet, fantastic sphinx, and send me all your memories. Send me all your memories. La 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 la.
Thank you very much. I'm going to do a quick round of thank yous before we play our last tune. James Madron on the drums. Connor Chaplin on bass. Mike Walker on guitar. Louise McGonigal on cello. Adam Robertson on viola. Pat Parker on violin. Thea Spires on violin. And the incredible Norma Winston on vocals.
Under your Trish Clues.
Those were Mike Walker's lyrics, by the way. I forgot to say that.
That was Under Your Wing from Trish Clues, and the title piece of this, her Under Your Wing project, featuring the vocals of Norma Winston. And Under Your Wing, a luscious project investigating and journeying through Trish's music in relation to words, vocals, warm harmonic sounds, and birds. Well, that's it for this week, but there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3. Check out Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday night. He has solo sessions from saxophonist Evan Parker and John Butcher. And on next week's jazz lineup, Claire Martin will be joined by conductor bandleader John Wilson. And she'll also bring you the second installment of a special solo piano concert from former BBC Radio 3 New Generation jazz artist Gwilym Simcock, recorded at this year's Scarborough Jazz Festival. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, and all of us here at King's Place. Bye-bye.
Jazz Lineup was presented by Julian Joseph. And you may like to know that Trish Clues will be taking part in the EFG London Jazz Festival next month at a concert in the Queen Elizabeth Hall at the South Bank Centre. That's on Tuesday the 18th, exactly a calendar month ahead. And it'll be broadcast live here on BBC Radio 3. More about that as we get nearer.
Miraculous, passionate and awesome. Opera on Three brings you Rossini's Moses in Egypt. With a spectacular bel canto treatment of the Exodus story, Rossini's music sets Moses' quest to free the Israelites alongside a tale of forbidden love. This new production from Welsh National Opera has a cast that includes Claire Booth, Christine Rice, and Miklos Sebestyen as Moses. Moses in Egypt by Rossini. Opera on 3 on Monday evening at 7:30 here on BBC Radio 3.
Well, coming up next this evening, in a couple of minutes, a concert live from Wigmore Hall here in London, given by the National Ensemble. Then at 10 o'clock, here and now, Ivan Hewitt will be presenting an 80th birthday tribute to Bernard Rands, featuring performances given in June at the Royal Northern College of Music. That's at 10. Meanwhile, a little music by Bizet, a piano duet played by John Ogden and Brenda Lucas. And this is from his Jeu d'enfant, Les Boules de Savon, Soap Bubbles. Soap Bubbles by Bizet. BBC Radio 3, and now it's time for Radio 3 Live in Concert from Wigmore Hall in London, introduced by Petroc Trelawney.
Good evening. It was 50 years ago that a young clarinetist studying at the Royal Academy of Music found herself cajoled into setting up a new ensemble.
One day, a group of musicians took me down to the pub and plied me with a lot of drinks and said that there was a need for a new ensemble and would I be the one to do it. And I think after about the sixth Dubonnet, I think I said yes.
Amelia Friedman, founder of the Nash Ensemble, recalling a visit to the Rising Sun pub in Marylebone. The Nash's first concert took place shortly after in the grand surroundings of the American Embassy on Grosvenor Square. Well, tonight we celebrate half a century of extraordinary achievement. More from Amelia Friedman during the interval when she tells me about the early days of the ensemble, their pioneering work with new music, over 300 premieres under their belt, and their innovative programming of annual seasons here at Wigmore Hall. Over the next couple of hours, 13 members of today's Nash Ensemble on stage, as ever in a whole series of different musical combinations, in an all-French programme, Fauré's Piano Quartet No. 1, String Quartet, joined by harp, flute and clarinet in Ravel's Introduction and Allegro, and later an even larger ensemble playing David Matthews' arrangement of Berlioz's Les Nuits d'été, for which the players will be joined by the soprano Kate Royal. Well, the first work on the programme is by Debussy, the Prelude à l'après-midi d'un faune, premiered in Paris in 1894. The music was originally intended to accompany a reading of Stéphane Mallarmé's poem of the same name, describing the erotic thoughts that pass through the mind of a young faun as he lies in the warm sunshine of a summer's afternoon near Mount Etna. It was to be an interlude and finale as well, but Debussy didn't get any further than the prelude, a sensual, rich score that brilliantly shows off its composer's skill at creating evocative, highly coloured orchestral music. Arrangement then for wind quintet, string quartet, double bass, harp and percussion by the French oboist David Walter. The music of Debussy, the prelude à l'après-midi d'un faune, played by the Nash Ensemble in this 50th anniversary gala. Paul Watkins conducts.